Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here. Apparently today is going to be the hot one. Maybe tomorrow too. Yesterday was perfection. As far as as far as weather days go, because obviously the world and everything in it is far from perfect, but there were a couple of moments yesterday as I was sitting outside. The sun is like fluffy clouds, 74 degrees, light breeze. I was like, oh, well, at least there's this day.
So I'm looking at 85 today, and that's over
exactly
the hill
what
by
I'm
the
looking
beach.
At. Yeah.
San Francisco's looking at 74 today, which is pretty nice, although that
perfect.
Feels hot in the city when they're not used to that.
Yeah. What is Benicia getting today? 102?
Benicia? Ah, crap. Yeah. Are you serious?
I think it's in like the high 90s, 90,
oh boy.
89.
Yikes.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
High
90s. That's hot.
Yeah.
Too much. Yeah. San Jose says 84, 85 today, but 89 tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's looking hotter.
So, no, but that's not the case in every spot. So, as usual, the Bay Area's got some weird micro...
Yeah.
You know, you got to check your specific area.
I'm behind a hill. I'm on top of the hill. We're having a totally different experience.
Mm-hmm. But it looks like later in the week, like the fog will roll in and cool things down. And I don't know how that plays out for Benicia. What about Millbrae?
It's always hot in Benicia.
Yeah, it's always hot in Benicia. I don't know what it is. It's like a hot spot. It's like hell or something. What? It's ridiculous. Hey, The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app where you can catch Vinny's side piece, Lil Hottie, on Alt 105 on Thursdays at 7 o'clock. So day after, you must be in the thick of putting that show together right now.
Oh, yeah. Slaving over that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, working hard. There's a whole team. We're really working hard on that. No, there's a process where their music team puts some things together. I make some suggestions. It gets spit out. I usually write back and say, it doesn't feel heavy enough. Can you please? And then they throw me a bone, and then we're good.
Oh.
And we start. And then we, you know, put that thing to record. So there's your process, and we're in the middle of it. You're right.
Jamie Foxx took the stage yesterday at City Hall here in San Francisco.
Is that right?
Yep, he was here in town. It was a rally honoring George Floyd. He appeared in front of, the crowd went wild. Over 1,000 people were gathered there. I guess his song, he's got a song called Unpredictable. I don't know a lot of his music. But it started blaring over the speakers, and he jumped up on stage. Bryn, did you grab me a little audio?
I sure did. I'm going to show you the video, too, as well.
Okay, great.
Let me go ahead and start this off.
All right.
Here we go.
I like that song. But in this instance, it's no weapons formed against me shall prosper. Oh, it won't work. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. That comes directly from Terrell, Texas.
My grandmother struggled hard to make sure that I could be a respectable black man. She worked hard to make sure that I was able to pursue my dreams, and my dreams came true. I wanna give a huge, huge thank you for just being in the proximity of Dr. Amos Brown. Please. We can do better than that. Because of his fearlessness, we could take this up and we could go on and take it and be the younger generation. And the way you spoke to us yesterday, and he gave us the history of what this actually means, what his words actually means. And I'm glad that we're all here to be able to witness that. Please give him another round of applause.
So that was yesterday on the steps of City Hall. You know, I'm sure it sounded like the crowd was pretty surprised by it. But he joined the protesters at the rally. He said the work is still there to be done. So that happened here in town yesterday.
Huh.
I know. Surprise. He was just at,
he was in Minneapolis.
Okay, there it is.
He was standing. Yeah, I mean, that was, but look, he's right. This is an important time. And that's why I sort of, I'd written our Vaughn is someone that works on our show, but hasn't been with us for months now because of the quarantine, which, you know, COVID's dropped down in the news, but it's still there.
Yeah.
In fact, I was looking at Jamie Foxx there and I'm going, is that a mask or is that a beard that he had around
It had to be a mask, right? I mean, it looked like it was pulled down kind of underneath his chin.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those bandanas.
Yeah.
But I'd written Vaughn because I wanted to say hey, and I wanted to let him know I support him, and I'm with you, and I believe that you're probably out at these protests. He said thanks for the support, and it took him a minute to get back. He didn't write back and specifically say that he'd been out, but I do think it's an important time for the community to be out and together. Don't you?
I do.
So I can't imagine why he wouldn't be taking that microphone and taking that moment to
well and
to
he's
be
a
with.
Spoken word guy, like I you know, somebody passes Vaughn the mic and suddenly everyone goes, oh
right,
listen to that
so,
guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is I just found this interesting, so I'll relay it to you. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, they are expressing how they're confronting the past, the present, and the future of systemic racism to promote change. As for the past, they're basically apologizing for getting married at a plantation in South Carolina in 2012. It's a place called Boone Hall Plantation and Gardens, which has a website that boasts 9 historic slave cabins, and it's set on Slave Street.
Holy crap. Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. It's a historic site, and so I guess that's how they promote it, and they hold weddings. They still hold weddings there. So it's kind of a tacky choice for a wedding anyway, no matter how lovely it may be today.
Which one of them is from that area that they would want to go there? Like, I could only
see you
saying, I want to do this because I grew up down the street. Otherwise,
I
why
grew up
would
down
you...
Slave Street from here. I know.
Why would you...
You know, who knows how this got sold to them? I truly don't know if either of them is from that area, or if someone just said, "Oh, this place is gorgeous and it's available."
They apologized for that. They basically said, "Holy,
you know,
crap,
we
dude.
Got married there, and we're going to go ahead and make a $200,000 donation to the NAACP."
Okay,
so they mentioned that and make this donation. For the future, they're consciously changing how they raise their kids to improve on the way they were raised by their parents. They did a really long social media post, so I'm just going to read you a couple highlights. They said, "We've never had to worry about preparing our kids for different rules of law or what might happen if we're pulled over in the car. We don't know what it's like to experience that life day in, day out. We can't imagine feeling that kind of fear and anger, and we're ashamed. In the past, we've allowed ourselves to be uninformed about how deeply rooted systemic racism is." So they go on to talk about how they're going to deal with this with their kids. And they end with, We also pledge to vote in every local election. And this, I think, is really, it became kind of a theme for us yesterday. And that's, you know, this is how, this is one of the best ways to make your voice heard. To vote. Find out what the person you're voting for stands for. And, you know, actually actively participate. Don't just read down the list and go, I like that name. You know, when you're talking about your local, the local people. Because who hasn't had a ballot in front of them and gone, I don't know any of these people. This guy, I guess. We also pledge to vote in every local election. We want to know the positions of school board nominees, the political positions, I guess, were not just the positions. Sheriffs, mayors, council persons, we want to know their positions on justice, but mainly we want to use our privilege and platform to be an ally and to play a part in easing pain for so many who feel as though this grand experiment is failing for them. For what it's worth, Boone Hall, the place where they got married, still hosts weddings, but lots of sites, including Pinterest, have banned photos that romanticize plantations. So there's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
Yeah, let's not talk about how lovely that place is.
I'm really surprised to hear that.
I know, right? It seems so... was it Paula Deen? Remember when she got canceled a few years ago?
Yeah.
Didn't she throw some party at a plantation where she had black people like dressed up as like as slaves or something?
I don't remember that, but I do know she was definitely fingered as a racist. Yes,
right, like a behind that. The scenes user of the N-word. And yeah, I thought she was throwing parties where it was like, you know, super questionable costumery. And is that a word? Costuming? Anyway,
you're asking us.
I don't know. It just flew out of my mouth. I'm like,
you know,
oh,
to their point, to Blake and Ryan's point, I will say this. I have absolutely struggled with how to explain this moment in time to my daughter.
Right.
She's six and her mom is Latina. So she's she's got eyes. She can see that her mom is brown and she's not. So there's no doubt that she's aware of differences in people, but I'm not quite sure how to handle explaining the history of black people in America. She's grown up with Bob Marley and Michael Franti and I want to make sure I do it properly. I want her to understand the importance of accepting people for who they are and treating everyone with respect. And I believe we've been teaching that, but how do you explain the history of slavery and more?
Well, you do it factually.
To a 6-year-old.
You don't do it necessarily to a 6-year-old.
Right.
You just tough. Don't. They're young, you know, 7, 8, 9, certainly by 9, Jesus, they should know. But I think you just do it. You have to do it factually and you do it without fanfare. And you say, you know, that this is there. You know, yes, America is a great place, but it has a very, very shameful history. And here's some of what happened. You know, we were talking yesterday about how sort of until you get up into high school, and then for some people, not even then, you don't really, it's not really leaned on. At least it wasn't where I grew up and sounds like not where you grew up either. It was, you know, yes, there were slaves, but they were freed and it was, you know, it sort of makes it, you know, the white people were the heroes and they said, oh, this is wrong. It plays like that in sort of school settings and school history lessons. And, you know, I think that a little kid, it's hard to really give them kind of the grim reality of that. Maybe the family watches Roots when she's 9 or 10 years old. Or maybe she reads that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just know that I've looked at her right now at this age in this time and considered how we can discuss it and even started to talk to her about it. And you can tell it's just not, she's not capable of grasping it yet. So,
right.
You know,
no,
she's someone who's still very much playing with dolls. So
right.
We're not.
She anywhere. May continue to do that, Vinny. She
right.
might be a doll maker when she grows up, but it's, you know, there will come a time and she'll ask questions. And I think that's when you start talking about it, right? When they
I
initiate
don't know.
It.
Mm-hmm.
When did you do it with your son, Bryn? I mean, he's 18, isn't he?
No, he's 20.
Oh, God. Boy, they grow fast.
He's in college now. So he learned a lot of it through, you know, my sisters.
Well, you guys aren't free from racism either, right? I'm sure you've experienced it yourself.
Growing up in the Tenderloin, you know, there was a lot of that going on. Police brutality, too, for the Asians. And me being an immigrant, kind of my family being immigrants, was a very difficult thing to grow up with. So it's a, you know, it hits home for me too. But it's hard to even understand what's happening right now during this very strange time with COVID and everything going on too. It's just,
oh my God, I know.
So scary.
It's just this year is just, one for the books, man.
Back to your story, Sarah. I was reading up on Paula Deen. She was she got in some trouble because she planned a wedding and she had people play the roles of slaves. The waiters play the roles of slaves. And I'm looking at the, what's that place? Boone Hall Plantation?
Yeah.
And the prices and stuff. Let me turn this camera around. It's ridiculous. It's actually...
What do you mean? Like to throw a wedding there? So
yeah,
this place is...
Mm-hmm.
It's, high-end racism.
Yeah,
fantastic.
But look at these. So there's... Of course, they say, look, Ryan Reynolds got married here. And there's all these... wedding magazines that show.
Oh, he must be thrilled. He must be thrilled.
Right. And then here are the prices. You can get married on the cotton deck for $4,600. The front lawn, the back lawn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's pricey, just like all other weddings.
Sure. I mean, weddings are expensive, but, you know, there are things you can rule out, like, you know, the racial connotations. We should get those out. Anyway, that's these minutes just scream by like time. I feel like even hours are going faster now. There's not going to be a Miss America pageant this year because of coronavirus, the other, you know, major thing happening right now. So our current Miss America, Camille Schrier, is going to become the first one to serve for 2 years. So I don't even know what she looks
good
like,
for her.
But she gets an extra year. They're going to postpone the whole thing. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I have I'll do your headlines for you, but also gay or straight. It's a story. Oh. I'll tell you about it after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.